This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Matthew Holley from Bristol, and I'm doing level 2 plumbing.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, mate.
So, Matthew, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Joyride.
Okay. Are you still doing that job then?
Yeah.
So how are you sort of balancing? How are you finding balancing it around your course then?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, it's obviously because of the way it's situated and set up, it helps me a great deal. That obviously I ain't got time to go to college full time, so it's sort of worked out all right for myself at the moment. And of course, it's good. People's pretty good, don't
you? You're on your fourth week, aren't you?
I certainly am, yes.
What jobs, what sort of stuff are you doing this week then?
It's just doing a unit, cupboard unit, closet unit with a cold water storage cistern and a cylinder, and just rigging it up basically. And we've got to do some soil pipe work as well.
Have you been doing any sort of plumbing work or getting an experience outside your course then?
I have done a little bit with my girlfriend's place and that. I've fitted immersion and that, and I've done a few bits and pieces, like. But, it's hard to get out there at the moment because, obviously, with my job, I can't afford to be, like, just jump on myself and not get paid that. And the majority of the self-employed plumbers, obviously, they're taking in, like, say, £700 a week, which is comfortable for them, but they can't take on a labourer for £300 a week, that. So, obviously, it's going to be a bit difficult trying to get that start, but I do know a few people in the council on that, so...
What are your plans then when you finish the course and you qualify?
I'm doing gas as well, so hopefully I know with the gas, obviously self-employed is the way, look, but just the level 2 on its own might be a little bit more difficult than with the gas as well.
Are you planning to continue the driving, or are you going to swap it for the plumbing? Or?
Well, no, definitely. Obviously, I've done this course and I spent the money because I want to get out of driving because there's no money in it. We go to work for money at the end of the day, so that's why I'm here now, look.
Let's talk about the sort of the other side, the theory part of the course and everything. What have you got? Any sort of studying tips or ways that you've done that you've
my
found?
My girlfriend worked for a Royal Bank of Scotland, and she was quite high up, and she'd done a lot of exams and that. And basically, she told me the best thing to do is write things down. So what I tend to do is write stuff down in my Bristolian accent and the ways I know that. So it just works out a lot easier for me doing that as just reading. Some people are very lucky, they can read and they can just take it, suck it straight in. But I start reading and then I end up staring through the pages. So at least when you're writing it down, your memory tells you when you're looking at a question, you sort of go back to it. And I find that really does help. It's a long period of time, like, but... Obviously, if you want to get there, and then you've got to persevere, what it says, everyone means.
Definitely. So, Matthew, for the people that are listening to this interview and are thinking of route training or thinking of going into plumbing or taking up plumbing as a career, have you got any advice for them?
I can't really advise them. If someone wants to do something, they've got to do it at the end of the day.
That's great, Matthew. Thank you for joining us.
That's right, mate. You sound familiar, you do.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.